First, the festive feasts, then the shopping splurge. The Boxing Day sales remain one of the most important days on the retail calendar. Shoppers were expected to spend a record $1.6 billion on Friday alone. That would be up more than 4% on last year, driven by population growth, price discounts, and households feeling a little more breathing room after three interest rate cuts this year. So did it live up to expectations? Diana Musina is the Deputy Chief Economist at AMP. Welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me on.
Well, what's the initial read? Did it live up to those expectations?
Well, it is still hard to know. We don't really have much information from the retailers about how the season went compared to a year ago. But what we do know from the information prior to Christmas is that consumers are still very much cost conscious. So they are looking for discounts. And that is expected in the continuous cost of living challenges that we have in our economy, with still elevated inflation and wages not keeping up with inflation over a number of years. And I think what's also happened is that consumers have really forward purchased a lot of items in the Black Friday sales, and those Black Friday sales are now more important than the Boxing Day sales, and consumers are more savvy using online shopping to get the best deal. So I don't think the Boxing Day sales would have been as strong as what they would have been 5 or 10 years ago, but still it would have provided some boost to the retailers in the short term.
And two things are said to be driving growth: population and increased demand. Do we have a clearer sense of which matters more right now? Are people shopping more or spending more?
Well, the spending more probably comes down to higher inflation that we've had. So we know that price growth has been elevated in the last few years. I mean, if we look at retail in particular, we have seen a lot more discounting compared to usual. So maybe not as much inflation there, but you sort of have to disconnect whether it's actually people wanting to spend more per person or whether it's actually inflation driving that. My read is more that it's inflation and population growth. We have had very strong levels of population growth since COVID, and it's running at about 1.5% population growth per year more recently. Now, that's quite high for Australia. I mean, it's sort of in line with the average that we had in the 15 years prior to the pandemic, but it's quite elevated for an advanced economy. So just the fact that we have more people here drives some sort of baseline spending across the retail sector.
On Radio National Breakfast, I'm speaking with AMP Deputy Chief Economist Diana Musina. Now, possible interest rate hikes on the table for 2026. What does consumer sentiment look like as we move into the new year?
Consumer sentiment has been terrible in the last few years. We saw a little bit of a bounce when the interest rate cuts happened. We had three interest rate cuts last year, and that boosted consumer sentiment a little bit. But overall, it's still at negative levels. And I think it goes to this, the cost of living challenge that we've had, and consumers still feeling uneasy about the economic outlook. I think we really need to see either significant interest rate cuts from here to boost consumer sentiment, which we're not going to get, or quite a large fall in inflation, which would sort of help some of those cost of living challenges. I don't think we're going to get either. So I expect that consumer sentiment is going to remain pretty depressed over 2026, unfortunately. I mean, it doesn't necessarily translate directly into the retail sector, even though we had, you know, quite bad levels of consumer sentiment in the last few years. Retailing has still done okay, not as strong as we'd like it to be, but it's not like it's been in a depressed environment. It's just been quite slower growth compared to, I guess, what we've historically been used to.
Diana Musina, thank you.
Thank you so much.